What's happening, everybody, and welcome back. Thank you guys so much for tuning back in into my little podcast, Pilar Hunnit. It's yours truly, bitch. So I'm really actually super excited. That sentence made no sense, but that's how excited I am because it's been a while since I've put out an episode, and it's because I tried way too hard to keep myself busy during this whole quarantine. It's May 21st, so that actually makes it 2 months exactly since we were first put on quarantine. I think all of this started like March 20th. I just know it was like a day before my birthday, but we're still here, bitch. I ain't dead. I don't think none of my friends fucking got sick off that coronavirus either. I don't know. I'm calling bullshit on all of that, honestly. They just killed 2 months of our lives, but we're going to make it work. At least we got paid, right? We got that Trump money. We got some fucking, what do they call it? Unemployment. I have never been unemployed. Knock on wood, you guys, but shit, I was out of both of my jobs. Thankfully, I'm back. I started this Monday. It's already Thursday, so it's about to be a week. But I decided to kind of get back into this because, I mean, at the time, at the beginning of this whole quarantine, I was like, I'm just going to keep making podcasts because I got so much love and support, you guys. I really cannot stop thanking any of you because it's crazy. Everybody was telling me, like, oh, it sounds so natural. Like, keep doing it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to keep doing this, right? And then I just went through some of the craziest days of my life during quarantine, you guys. I became a mechanic. I became a fucking home plumber, whatever. I don't know what the fuck I got into. I became an electrician. My life was popping, you guys. And in the, like, what, 2 months? I got so much like stuff done. So as soon as I got called back into work, I was like, yeah, I'm ready. But this episode, I want to do it just raw as fuck. I don't want to edit it because it does take a long time. And right now I really don't have the patience for it. And also it's a never have I ever podcast. So for that reason itself, it's like, I don't want to edit it. I don't want it to be fake. I have a few cards out. So I'm just going to go ahead and, like, I'm honestly by myself. I was supposed to make this video with somebody, but they postponed on me, I want to say maybe 3 times. So I'm just going to go ahead and do it by myself. You never need nobody, you guys. Especially when you pop in. So keep, ooh, have you guys seen my new hair? I look like I belong on a Marvel comic. My hair is really popping. Shout out to Michelle. You guys, she's tagged on my page. She really did the damn thing. Like, I'm a whole ass new bitch. It's 2020, bitch. And those were the cards. I'm shuffling them. And I really just want to get into this because I do have work tomorrow. So if I'm going to post this video tonight, it's already 10:20 on a Thursday. So let's just get into this shit because I know you guys are going to want to hear the answers to this shit. I'm pretty much just going to answer the questions and give you guys pretty much a little story to it. Okay, first question. I'm excited because I don't know what they say. Never have I ever dated someone because they had money. Nope. I've never used anybody, like friends, family, especially no dude, for money. Who the fuck needs other people's money when you got your own, bitch? Do you not know what I do for a living? Next question. Never have I ever been way too high at a concert. Yeah, I've been shit-faced at a concert. With my BFF, John, we fucked it up at Rolling Loud. We got so fucking shit-faced. Most of the videos in my phone, I will never post. I don't even think I've shown John. The only reason that I won't post them is because, bruh, it's so embarrassing having to hear myself, like, in that level of intoxicity or whatever. I was shit-faced. I was drinking since like 10 in the morning until I think 10 at night. I think that's when the show ended. I was fucking lit, which I don't smoke, so you guys can just imagine. But honestly, I want to say P-Lo, when we want to go see P-Lo at the Catalyst, bro, we got fucked up. Like, and we only had 1 Four Loko. You guys should have seen us at Rolling Loud. I'm not going to expose John's story, but just know that night I had to call my mom and my sister to come pick me up, you guys. I was stranded. And shit, it's a crazy ass night, but good times. I'm not mad at you, John. Hit me up. Okay, next one. Never have I ever been so hungover I couldn't get out of bed until dinner. I think that's happened to all of us because I've been hungover plenty of times. Never have I ever smoked a joint in the office bathroom. I don't smoke at work, but I mean, I've been high at work, if that makes sense. Never have I ever uninvited someone to a party. I was about to, but the person that invited that person felt bad. But I'm the person that is like, you know what? I don't give a fuck if they like me, if they don't like me, so let me just do it. But the only reason that that person was even invited to our party was because someone stopped me, but I would have done it. Never have I ever been the center of a bad rumor. You guys, this is for real going to be my next podcast because I've been the center of all of the rumors. That motherfucking, I don't even want to expose the name of my job. I mean, you guys know where I work. All those fucking rumors and bad reviews are all about me. And I'm not even saying it because I want to sound stuck up a bitch. They're all about me. Whether I fucking want to admit it or not, they're there. So I think for my next episode, I'll talk about those because I've been wanting to. Never have I ever accepted drinks from someone and then didn't talk to them. I have never done this. I really don't go to bars. I usually drink at my house or I go to my friend's house or I'll drink with my friends. I don't really go to bars, but that's for personal reasons. Never have I ever run from the cops. Bitch, we're in Salinas. Who the fuck has not ran from the cops at one point in their life? I can tell you guys this. I was really young one time, and we were drinking, behind some apartments. And we saw these lights coming towards us. Like, they looked like cop cars, but they ended up being a security stupid car. So we ended up running from security at once. So that's pretty pathetic. Next question. A lot of you guys may say yes to this, and it's actually really shocking to me. Never have I ever shroomed. I've never done drugs ever in my life. So that's a no for me, sis. Never have I ever been stuck in a friend zone or friend zone someone. I mean, I pretty much exposed myself on this one when I posted that video. A year ago. I've been friend zone, bitch, and that shit hurted. And it was embarrassing because this bitch really had me over here thinking, you know, he liked me, all this bullshit. And then he hits me with the, oh, we're good friends. It's like, bitch, I don't do this with my friends, you idiot. That dude is still dead to me, by the way. Never have I ever kept a partner's item of clothing so I could sniff it. No. All the shit my ex gave me, I burned. No, I don't even burn it. Never mind. I threw it away, including the necklace, bitch. So if you're listening, which I know you are because you like to stalk me with your fake-ass Instagram pages, I throw everything away, bitch. I don't want nothing of yours. Next question. Why is it all the love shit? This says, never have I ever stopped remembering my first love. I don't think about you no more. Leave me alone. What the fuck? Did I get all the love questions? Oh, well, I'll do it, I guess. Never have I ever regretted dating someone. Yes, I regretted dating that stupid-ass bitch. Next question. Moving on. And it better not be a stupid love one. Never have I ever gone somewhere with a date and left with someone else. I have, now that I'm thinking of it. But it's not what you guys think. At the time, I was dating this one guy, but it just ended so bad. I ended up leaving. We were at the Cheesecake Factory. I think I've told you guys this story before. Well, a few of you guys. We were at the Cheesecake Factory in San Jose, and he did some shit that pissed me off. So I think I ended up, I called my cousin, and she picked me up all the way in San Jose. So I got there with him, but I left with my cousin. So I guess that's a yes. Never have I ever broken up with someone via text message. I'll be real as fuck. That is the only way I've ever broken up with anyone. I don't do the whole, let me go see you, I need to talk to you. That is so pathetic. It's like, bitch, you go, I'm going to break up with you, and it's going to be over a text, because if I'm leaving you, you're not worth my time. It's that simple. Never have I ever been in handcuffs. I have, bitch, you know, we've gone to jail before. It's no biggie. I don't know if I've told any of you this story, but I kind of don't want to. Maybe I'll make another podcast about this, but yeah, that's all. I only once though, you guys. I've only gone to jail once. Never have I ever sent a nude photo to the wrong person. No, I don't send nudes. That is some crazy shit. It's above me now. Just kidding. I'm trying to sound like that one dude on that meme. Or that video, actually. It wasn't a meme. Never have I ever jumped out of a car while it was still moving. I mean, I used to spend a lot of time up in Oakland, Hayward, San Leandro. So if you guys know anything about ghost riding, that's a definite yes for me, because we used to do that shit all the time. Never have I ever witnessed a crime and did nothing about it. I have, but I'm not the only one, so I don't feel bad saying that I have done that. It's just some shit, you know? A lot of people do help, but I mean, I like to mind my business. Never have I ever been sued. Again, this goes back to the gym. You know how many people threaten to sue every single day over $10, over $1? Like, I'm threatened by that every single day at the stupid gym, you guys. So, yeah, that's a definite yes for me. Never have I ever drank alone. I drink alone all the time. I have been watching a lot of what I do drink now, because I was drinking way too much beer during quarantine. So I've been sober for about, I don't know, 2 weeks. But for the most part, I do drink alone. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Shit, all of the podcasts that I have out, I'm pretty sure I was shit-faced in all of them. And it's some of my best work. So, you know. But this one, I am completely sober. So maybe that's why I'm a little bit, you know, jumpy and shit. But I'm working on it. Just trying to get this episode out so people don't call me a one-hit wonder. You know, that's something that I don't want to be. Because these podcasts be lit, honestly. Just wait till I get a guest on here. Okay. Never have I ever bought roses and chocolates for a date on Valentine's Day. You guys want to hear the saddest Valentine's Day story? This was when I was dating my ex. It's, I don't know how long ago, maybe 3-4 years ago. For Valentine's Day, I got this bitch. I made a vase. I filled it with chocolates. I put a fake rose in it. So, you know, the rose would never die, because I'm fucking corny. I got him, I don't know, like 8 balloons. I framed a picture of me and I put it in this like super pretty gold frame. And I know I got him something else. I just don't remember. But you know what he got me, you guys? I should really clear my throat for this, because this bitch got me an energy drink for Valentine's Day. Ugh, I cannot. I'm never doing nothing like that for nobody ever again in my life. What a piece of shit, huh? I gave him my heart on a silver platter. The bitch gave me an energy drink on Valentine's Day. Like, he could have at least put it inside of a little bag and put a ribbon on it. This bitch just handed it to me as soon as we got out of the gas station. What a fake bitch. Okay, next question. Never have I ever ridden in a closed trunk of a car? No, I haven't, but this was years ago too. It was maybe like 8 of us in a car. We were coming back from the beach, and it was my friends. It wasn't a family thing. But there was one dude that was really fucked up, and we just threw him in the trunk, and we rode all the way back to Salinas like that. I don't think that dude even woke up until we got to the east side. And then I don't know what happened to him. He's probably still in that trunk. Okay, never have I ever had someone else do my work and pretended it was my own. Of course I have. I'm a boss. You think I ran Fit Republic by myself and took all the credit? No, sis. I got a great team. They made me look good. Never have I ever legit hated a family member. I mean, I don't legit hate this particular person in my family, but it's just like, you know, toxic people, you don't got to keep them around, even if they're family. At least that's how I see it. I mean, I don't hate them, but he ain't in my life. So, never have I ever taken a Molly. No, I don't do drugs, but I heard Molly's the shit. So, maybe one day if I go to balls, but for right now, I don't see myself doing drugs. I'm not at that low point in my life. No offense, you guys. Next question. I feel like I'm going a little bit fast, but it's because I'm in my kitchen. I feel like people are listening. And, you know, I'm just trying to go to sleep, honestly. But I want to put this video out. So, you know? Okay. We're almost done anyways. Never have I ever taken drugs to get through a flight. I didn't take drugs, but I did get shit-faced. Like I said, I like to drink. So on the way from here to the San Jose airport, I drank so much beer on the way there. I think I boarded the plane and I asked for more beer. Because I was nervous. I was flying by myself. And that was my first time flying. I think I ordered like water and a beer. But I got so dehydrated. I was dying. That whole flight, I was dying so bad. I don't think I've ever been that thirsty in my life. Never have I ever been worried I was going to die after taking drugs. Again, I don't do drugs. But, I mean, I've smoked in the past and gotten really high and thought I was going to die, especially off edibles. At first, I didn't know, like, you know, how much was too much. So I would eat too much and I would get completely fucking shit-faced. Like, edibles be hitting hard, though. But, yeah, edibles had me thinking I was dying. Ooh, this is a good one. I know a lot of you broke bitches are probably going to say yes, but... Can't be me, sis. I really can't relate to this. Never have I ever accepted a date to get a free meal. Definitely not me. Absolutely au contraire. This cannot be me, bitch. I'm not going out with someone just to get free food. I can cook. I can go buy my own food if I wanted to. It's a no for me. Never have I ever said, I'm never drinking again. Yes, that's definitely me. I say it every single day. But I mean, I've been clean for a week, if I can remind you guys. Or whatever, you know, but I've been clean for a week. Never have I ever spent the night in jail. Yes, sir. That's like nothing to be proud of, but shit, you know. I'm just answering truthfully. Do you guys want to know why I went to jail? So pathetic, though, honestly. I don't think I'll ever put that story out, but just know that I am scared to do some time, y'all. Okay, next question. Never have I ever been hammered with my mother or father. Absolutely not. My parents are not drinkers. I really don't know where I got it from because my mom, I've never seen her drink beer. My dad would only drink when we would visit his family. But my parents were never drinkers. They don't smoke. So, shit, I don't know how I got this, like, this mentality of, like, an alcoholic because, shit, my parents are good people. Okay, so I said I wasn't going to edit anything, but I did have to take a small break because if you've ever lived in a I can't even talk, bitch. If you ever lived in a Mexican household, you know how hard it is to get some peace and quiet. So right now, I just got rudely interrupted by some nosy-ass neighbors and my sister. I don't know which one's worse. But let's do this because I only got 4 cards left. And I'm just trying to get this out here for y'all because I really like this game. I don't know. I don't know. It's just some, I don't know, something about this game. I really don't have trouble exposing, you know, my truths because, I mean, I talk about myself all the time. I don't care. Ask me whatever, you guys. Okay, so this question says, or card, I guess, it says, never have I ever known someone in the mafia. Again, it's Salinas. I don't know if we can call it the mafia, but you know we know some crazy-ass motherfuckers out here. And plus, have you guys not seen pictures of my dad? That dude would shoot you through the pictures. The guns he has, the guns he's holding. And, you know, I'm going to just stop there. I don't want to expose my dad. But, okay, next question. Never have I ever hit a parked car and not left a note. I have. This was when I was starting to drive. And I did already play this game. So if the person that was supposed to do this podcast with me is listening, they know the answer to that one. But I'm going to give you guys a description of my answer. So I was barely learning to drive. I was going to Didi's with my mom and I tried to squeeze into this super small parking space. I thought I could fit. And plus I was like bumping my music really loud. So as soon as I turned in, I hit the car, but I didn't feel it and I didn't hear it because my music was loud. It wasn't until halfway through the fucking car I felt myself squeezing into that spot, so I backed out, and I was like, fuck. But shit, I just left, and I drove off with my mom in the car. But my mom didn't say anything. She's a real one, so thanks, Mom. Oh, we have two more, you guys. Okay, let's see what this one says. I'm excited. Never have I ever... Oh, sis, this one is a little serious. Oh, should I... Okay, fine. Never have I ever not used a condom simply because we didn't have one. Shit. Well, okay, fine. I have, but that's embarrassing, you guys. It's personal. But yeah, I mean, haven't we all done that? Like, you know, I feel like it's so normal, but it's just because I barely started coming out of my shell and like talking about, you know, sex and like my period, bitch. I used to be scared to talk about my period and I'm really old. But I mean, working with my coworkers, we talk about the craziest shit. So me admitting to that is honestly not a big deal, but admitting it to the public, like, girl, they're going to write about me on the blogs. Ugh, who am I? But yeah, I'm a little nasty. So shit. Yes. It's a yes for me, sis. And I feel like these cards are sectioned. Okay, so this one says, never have I ever been blindfolded during sex. No, but that sounds kind of hot. I'm not going to lie. Okay, well, that was it for these cards. I had fun doing this. This was a pretty fun little podcast, especially just to get back into the groove of things because, like I said, I try to record a lot, but my house is packed. It's either I have to do them really, really, really early or super late at night, later than this. And since I'm a working woman again, 10:46 is super late for me because I got to be up early. But I mean, the next podcast, I am really hoping you guys tune into that one. That one, I've been wanting to do it so bad. So I just hope that when I do put it out, it doesn't flop, you know, or nobody listens to it. Because I've been getting a great amount of support on this shit. You guys are fucking awesome. Thank you again. But for season 2, episode 1, this is going to be it. It's just a little bit more of me, you know, and some personal last questions. Because, I mean, I like questions. It's a good way to get to know somebody, obviously. But either way, you guys, hopefully you're all staying safe, enjoying your little mini vacation. I hope that Trump check gets you through this whole quarantine because, I mean, we're about to get off it, right, in a week, hopefully. We'll see how that goes, but, yep, stay tuned for, what is it, episode 2. That shit's going to be litty, like a motherfucking titty bitch, in the words of Blueface. But, all right, you guys, have a good one, and we'll see you in the next one.